We are working in extremely complex conditions due to the hospital location being very close to clash sites. We hear gunshots and shells, which sometimes end up falling inside the hospital premises. This hospital is now the only working maternity hospital in Omdurman, so patients have no other way but to make it here, no matter how far, risky or dangerous it is.
We have reports that fighting took place near the Saudi hospital in Omdurman, like you said, which is one with the only hospital that's operational in Omdurman. How did the fighting impact your work at the hospital?
Yes, as I said, working we work here very close to clash sites. Thankfully, in Africa, the road was safe today for patients to arrive. But yesterday, it was very tough due to the conflicting right outside the hospital, which eventually led to the death of a citizen and one of the cleaning workers of the hospital.
Tell me about medical supplies. At the hospital, we know that a lot of hospitals around the country in Khartoum are running out of supplies, and even doctors, like the hospitals, are not well staffed. Tell me about supplies and the staff you have at your hospital.
Unfortunately, equipment and consumables are about to run out due to high demand, despite the aid we have received from international organizations. We also need fuel due to power out gas. We are very thankful for people who helped us. There is a lot of organization which will help us in this situation, like Saba. And some people help us help us to run out our work.
For the health system in Sudan not to collapse completely or break down, what is needed, what is urgently needed from the international community or from aid organizations? What is needed to stop this crisis?
I urge all international organizations around the world and Sudanese people living abroad to aid the hospital and send us donation as soon as possible in every way to stop the health system from reaching a point of collapse.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much, and we are very thankful for giving us a platform to speak about what's going on in Sudan. I also send my grateful to the entire hospital staff for continuing to work in such challenging times. Thank you very much.